The WHAS color radar weather forecast for meteorologist Chuck Taylor tonight. Yuma with scattered thunderstorms and a low of 72. We've got clouds and 76 degrees. This is Beth Merrill, News Radio 84, WHAS, Kentuckiana's news, weather and traffic station. Depend on it.
You know the 1990 budget deal worked so well, we're going to do it again. Yes! That's why we call it the raw deal, my friends, but you will get through it. You know why? Because you have me. Another Rush Limbaugh show happens tomorrow after the noon news on 84 WHAS.
We're back on at 9:32 with Milton Metz. Is that true? Your name is Leola Metz?
Yes, sir.
Yummy
peasy.
Is that right? I'd have no relatives around here.
No, but I'll tell you, I've been accused of being a relative of Milton. I have ceased epilepsy, and they ask me, how you spell your last name? I get through M-E-T-Z. Oh, Milton! So, I mean, you've been known in the hospitals.
You didn't tell them I was married to you, did you?
No. Because you wouldn't want to be. I'm quite a bit overweight.
Well.
But I tell you, I did get to shake your hand.
Oh, I was there?
Quite an honor.
Very nice.
Back several years ago. But would you mind explaining the L-Metso to me, please?
Yes. Some years ago, there was a very talented young man who was the afternoon man in on WHS, whose position is now filled by Terry Miners. His name was Jeff Douglas, and he was a good clown, and we were good friends, and he just gave me that name, called me El Mezzo, and it kind of stuck, and I kind of liked it, and some people picked it up, so it just hung around on me.
Yeah, it is pretty cute, but I'll keep the Mets.
Thank you, Leo.
Yeah, thank you, and best to you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Let's go to Cincinnati. Hello, Ed. Milton here.
How you doing, Milton?
Pretty good.
Sorry to have you leave with the show.
Well, listen, I'll turn you over to my pal Gary Burbank up there.
Is a new fellow going to do basically the same kind of program you got?
Well, everybody's different. I don't think he'll do the same as I do. The world doesn't need another Mets.
Oh, I think all the
bets
they can get.
Well, I was hoping you'd say that. No, I think Doug McElvin has his own style, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah?
Give him a listen next week.
We'll see, what, 7:40 in the morning?
Yeah, I'll be on 7:40 in the morning, and then it'll be repeated at 3:40 in the afternoon.
Oh, it'll be repeated then, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah?
Can't kill myself.
Yeah?
If I get one idea a day, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I still remember the old phone number, which you had to when you first started the program.
Juniper 52385.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ed.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself.
Good luck to you.
Right. Clarksville. Hello, Norris.
Hello, Mel. How you doing, El Metzo?
Pretty good.
Great.
Is this my old friend, Norris?
Yeah, the photographer.
Holy smokes, Norris. It's good to hear from you.
I'm 80 years old now, Milt.
You're lying again, huh?
I was 80 years old in May. Yeah.
Who's hollering and telling you what to say there?
That's my wife.
Well, tell her you can speak for yourself. I always get that. I always hear a guy saying, hello, Milton, how are you? And I hear the voice say, ask him what they said. And then he says, what is,
well,
you
I've
speak your own.
I've been married 59 years,
oh,
you know.
And what does she want you to say?
She was hollering. I've got the radio on in the other room, and it's turned up. And
she doesn't want to hear it.
I remember those remotes we used to go on. I took pictures. I used to be on the Courier, you know. And Roy Starkey and Randy Atcher and Cactus. We'd go to Seymour, Indiana, and Bardstown, Kentucky.
Yeah, and they're supposed to have portable equipment. It'd give you a hernia if you ever picked it up. It was supposed to be lightweight. It weighed about 500 pounds.
Yeah. Well, Mill, I certainly appreciate you answering the fax by telephone last November.
I would never ignore an old friend.
A poll. And I want to say that you are the paradigm of broadcasters, and you've always been so good to people, never recalcitrant, and we really love you.
All right, thanks, Norris. I appreciate that, and take care of yourself.
Yeah, thank you, Milton.
Right. Bye-bye. Hello, Milton here.
Milton, this is the other money bag.
Barry Bingham, how are you, Barry?
Buddy, how are you?
Well, listen, I appreciate it. You sent me a fax from Turkey last...
That's right, from Izmir, as a matter of fact.
Izmir.
Izmir.
That's I've right. always the wanted to know
something. There's a long way about you, Milton. You just can't do a thing that people don't find out about it all over the world.
How did you know in Turkey that my life was changing?
Oh, it was in the local newspapers.
The Izmir Times.
Izmir Times, that's right. Yeah. I just wanted to wish you well, Milton, and I sure look forward to hearing your commentaries. I've enjoyed your program for many years, and I'm going to enjoy listening to your commentaries. I know you're going to enlighten us all about all the things we ought to know.
If I've got you for a listener, I'll be glad. And let's get together soon.
I'll do it, Milt.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank
Bye.
You very much. Bye-bye. I must tell you this story. That's one of the great persons around here, and that's Barry Bingham, Jr., whose family, of course, owned all these properties, the radio and TV stations. One night, Barry Bingham was a guest on this program. And he's a capitalist, you know. He owned, with his family, all these properties, a radio and TV program. But the one thing about it, he's a wonderful guest. He never ducked any question. And that was when he was publisher of the newspaper. So he's my guest one night. And the phone rings, and I say, "Hello, Metz here." And the guy says, "Hello, Moneybags." And Barry turns to me and says, "It's for you, Milton." Now, that was as good an ad-lib as I'd heard in a long time. Hello, Freddie.
Hello. So many people have said so many nice things to you. I suddenly have the urge to say something nasty.
You know, you're not wrong, because all those other things are turning people off. They want to hear some dirt on me.
Well, I wish I could think of some, but it's been nice to hear all those names from years back. They've mentioned everybody on WHAS except Bud Abbott. And who else?
Yeah, Bud Abbott was our first funny morning man, and he died last year.
I didn't know that.
Yes, he owned a couple of radio stations in Sanford, North Carolina.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, he certainly could play first chair.
Yeah.
And anyway, your program's meant a lot to me over the years. And I just wanted to tell you something.
Well, it was good of you, Freddie. I know you've called me many times, and you've been patient with me, and I thank you very much.
Well, I'm thrilled I could get in tonight. It wasn't easy, but I did. And I'll hear you again, and I hope I run into you again.
I will be. You can count on it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Take care. I'm Milton Metz, your host on this phone-in show. This just happens to be the last in this series. Next Monday, tomorrow night, Joe Elliott will be here for his regular Friday night show. But then it all changes next week. I'll be doing daily commentary at 7:40 and 3:40 each day. Doug McElwain will be in this chair giving his own spin to this type of phone-in program that he'll be doing from Monday through Friday night. 84WHES presents another Rorchestra concert this Saturday at the Louisville Zoo. Relive the big bad years with one and only Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. For tickets, call 584-7777.
It's hot. Red hot. It's the 84WHAS Red Hot Summer Car Giveaway from your Kentuckiana Pontiac Pack dealers. Not just any car, a red hot Pontiac Firebird. Brand new styling, incredible performance. The ultimate Pontiac is yours if you win the WHAS Red Hot Summer Car Giveaway. Just get to your Kentuckiana Pontiac Pack dealer, pick up your official 84WHAS bumper sticker, and fill out the entry blank. Then listen for your license plate number on WHAS to enter into the final drawing. On September 1st, some lucky person will win a new Pontiac Firebird. And if you can't wait, get on over to your Pontiac Pack dealers and get red-hot deals on the cars that have been driving you crazy right now. Get up to $1,000 cash back on Grand Ams or low 3.9% APR GMAC financing up to 48 months. Enter the 84 WHAS Red Hot Summer Car Giveaway from your Kentuckiana Pontiac Pack dealers. It's Firebird hot. Sam Swope, Cross, Sloan, and John Jones.
It's either go crazy or go
party. Hi, we're talking with Jan Seals about the special attention she received at Hardy Funeral Homes. Jan, tell us about how you were treated.
They just went above and beyond. They were so nice to us. They cared so much.
Jan, most people think that all funeral homes are alike. How would you respond to that?
No, they're not. Funeral homes, in general, do a good job, but this one was really special. They went above and beyond what the average funeral home would do, and I've had, over the years, a number of experiences, none of them bad. This one was just real special. It was real special.
Call Hardy Funeral Homes today at 448-3581 for more information about pre-arrangement and the Family Heritage Plan. Other participating homes include McAfee Funeral Home and Rest Haven Memorial Park on Bardstown Road. Also, O.D. White & Sons Funeral Home, Russman & Son Funeral Home, and the Fairdale McDaniel Funeral Home. That phone number again is 448-3581.
84-WHAS.
Two big things are happening at Cardinal Stadium this weekend. Friday, it's Immediate Care Center night at the Redbirds, and we're giving away a big Redbird sports bag, courtesy of Immediate Care Center. The first 3,500 fans, 13 and older, will receive the sports bag. Please limit one per fan. Then on Saturday, Target and Pepsi present the Philly Fanatic. He's big. He's green. He's from another planet. And you can see him for just $1 with special discount tickets available only at Louisville area Target stores. Free jumbo sports bags on Friday from Immediate Care Center. The Philly Fanatic on Saturday with special $1 discount tickets available at Target. A really big weekend from the Louisville Redbirds. And don't forget, while at Cardinal Stadium, enjoy a Conn's hot dog, the official hot dog of the Louisville Redbirds. Conn's, simply made to taste good.
Okay, the sun's gone down, so that means it's time for me to crawl out from underneath a rock.
Hot summer nights are about to get hotter on 84 WHAS.
Welcome to the program this evening.
And it's about to fire up July 19th.
You ever tried to go to Disney World in July? Huh? It's just you and three gazillion other people.
It's the new Doug McKelvin Show. Join us in ushering in a brand new era in Louisville radio history. Every Monday through Friday night from 9 to midnight on 84 WHAS.
Hello, Angela. This is Metz.
Mr. Metz, I've often wondered, I missed you calling hello Jenny. Is she still around?
Jenny Bally of Battle Creek, Michigan. Yes, she has been a listener for 30 years. She called me about a month ago, but not as often as she used to.
Well, she seemed to sure cheer you up when she called.
Well, she was a very courageous
person.
Blind person who became one of those friends long distance and even traveled all the way from Canada to come to one or two of my anniversary shows.
And you say she's still living?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you very much,
Angela. Thank you.
Righto. Danville, hello, Max.
Hey, do you remember when Molly the Psychic was on your show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's a local here. I've talked to her.
Yeah, she writes me all the time. I just kind of got out of the psychic business. She's very nice. Molly Walker.
Yeah, Molly.
And I remember her well, yes.
Yeah, she was. I was talking to her a couple years ago, and she said you were going to end your show tonight.
Yes, and next week Doug McKelvin will be giving his own spin to this kind of program.
Yep, she's a weird one.
Thank you, Max.
All right, mega ditto.
Righto. Hello, Jimmy.
Yes, Milton.
Ah, I'm Jimmy Bittner.
You again.
How are you, Mr. Bittner?
Oh, thank you for the mister. Milton, you know, I started chatting with you so many years ago, I almost let the night go by, but I said, no, I've got to call him, especially after I heard that guy say, he remembered this guy and remembered that guy and Chester Larch, and there was another agent, but I can't think of his name.
He met you, of course.
I said, oh, they can't get by with that. I got to say something. But, Milton, I'm not going to say very much more. Just want to say this. I heard Lee Hamilton say what he had to say about you the other night.
Wasn't that nice of him to call?
That was the greatest thing he said. That I just said, I wish I had said that. So what with that, I'm going to say ditto to what Lee said. You're deserving everything that you get, brother. And so thank you very much for all the years. I've enjoyed calling you and talking to you.
Well, we've been friends a long time, Jimmy, and I thank you very much.
Not at all, buddy.
Take care. Hello, Alva. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Mess. I tell you, I save everything. And if you don't believe it, I'm going to tell you, I just now went down in the basement where I keep all things, and there I brought up one of your posters.
Oh, yeah.
From the 10th, and it says, hello, Mitz here. Glad you could help us celebrate the 10th anniversary of June for 5-2-3-8.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Jerry Miner's dug one up and put one up on the wall.
Well, I have three of them. And the night that I went to your program with my mother and a friend of hers, I put my name down that I would be on your program, but my name was never drawn. But that night it was. And I was wondering, what will I talk with you about? You know, you had your radio show there at the, I think it was Memorial, wasn't it? Memorial Auditorium?
And, well, we had one at the Brown and one at the Marriott and...
Well, maybe it was the Marriott.
One at the Hyatt. We've been all over town.
But anyway, I was wondering what to talk with you about, and then I recalled that I had met you on Man on the Street. And you had stopped me one day, and I had my little girl, she was about three, and you approached me with your hand out, and I said, I don't want any. And I kept walking, and you kept walking with me and said, I just want to see what people's reaction would be for a stranger to come up and say hello.
Right, and then I wrote a magazine piece based on that.
And I was in the magazine, and you mentioned my name, and you said, I have a feeling that lady isn't easily taken in. And because I was telling you no, because I saw the photographer, and I thought you were selling coupons to take my babies.
I had this idea of approaching strangers on the street and giving them a greeting and holding my hand out to see what kind of reaction, whether they were suspicious or friendly, and then I did a magazine piece on it.
Yes, that was very good. I have that, too. I didn't dig that one out tonight, but I have the poster spread out on the table, and a 12 inches long, I could have used it as a tablecloth. But anyway, thanks so much for all these years that you've given us pleasure.
Thank you, Alba.
I wish you well.
How nice of you. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. We're at 571-8484. I'm Milton Metz, your host. On Grab Bag, the last one I'll be doing after 34 years, and we're pleased to talk to you. Hello, Jim.
Good evening.
Good evening.
That's all.
Yes.
What's the temperature in Caribou?
It's pretty mild now, but when I used to be the weatherman on TV, in the wintertime, it was always very, very cold.
I remember. I'm telling my age, aren't I? I love that. There's two things. I was the one that sent you the story about Anita Hill from the American Spectator.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
And you sent me a thank you card, which wasn't really necessary.
Well, I appreciate it.
That's the kind of guy you are. That's why.
Well, if you took the trouble to write me, I think that's the least I can do. I've been hard put to keep up with all the nice cards and letters and presents I've received, but that's little enough to do to thank people.
Well, Milton, I'll treasure that from now on.
Thank you very much, Jim.
One more thing, and you would know this. Remember the little guy on Channel 11 with the 11 eyes, Fisbee?
Fisbee, one of the ugliest logos I've ever seen. How they make an 11 into two eyes, I'll never know.
Well, if it seems to me that they had a contest some years ago, or maybe like 1 or 2 years ago, about what what it stood for, Fisbee. It seems to me that it was foremost in entertainment, or foremost in service, best in entertainment, because WAVE was first on the TV. Is that right?
Well, I don't know whether it was because of WAVE-TV, but I know... I that's what it stood for.
But I heard someone on the radio say it was first in service, and I thought, no, that's wrong.
It may have been first. It was first or foremost, something with an F.
I think it was foremost in service. I was with a friend of mine.
In all due respect, Jim, who cares?
Well, that's right. It's one of those things you've got to appear on or something, huh?
That's right. It was a bad idea then, and it was bad now. We had... But not everybody was a genius who worked here, you know.
Yeah. Well, none of us are.
No.
And Stan was a genius. We're not. As far as Doug McKelvin, it's going to be like, we'll get used to him. It's like buying a new pair of shoes. And you've got a good pair of shoes that are comfortable, and you hate to throw them away, but sometimes you just have to put on a new pair of shoes, and you got to get used to them.
I don't know whether I like
you with an old pair.
That I'm an old pair of shoes.
No, you're not, but that's... You know, you love the old shoes. You don't like the new ones, but you'll get used to it.
Quit while you're ahead there. You're heavy as an old jockey short neck.
I'm going to put my foot in my mouth.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Take care of yourself.
You too.
All right. I'll be seeing you. You're listening to Mets here, and I'll be on next week with commentaries. And Doug McKelvin, give him a listen. He'll be different from me, and he's challenging. The weather from WHAS Color Radar Weather and meteorologist Chuck Taylor. Tonight, humid with scattered thunderstorms, lows near 72. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs near 88. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70. And on Saturday for Louisville and vicinity, partly sunny with scattered thunderstorms, highs on Saturday near 90. It's cloudy and 76 degrees. And I'm going to make you hungry now because I've got a commercial here for Hometown Pizza. Now, I know they pay me to say nice things about Hometown Pizza. I wouldn't kid you about that. But I want to tell you that it is the best. Whenever I have a big panel here, Mike Foster, Mary Jane, say, how many pizzas do you want? You don't have to mention the program that you're eating it. And the people scarf it down, and whatever's left, I take home and I microwave it the next day, and it's delicious. So I'm telling you, if it's too late for you to go out, most of them stay open. There are about 10 Hometown Pizzas in communities all the way from Carrollton to Williamstown. If they're closed, or you can't get there by 11 o'clock when many of them close, remember tomorrow when you get hungry. You want Hometown Pizza? I want to tell. Let me tell you what's in one of them. In the Hometown Special, there's pepperoni, mushrooms, onions, green peppers, pork, Italian sausage, black olives, ham, and mozzarella. It comes in traditional thin or pan pizza. They make meatball and submarine sandwiches, and it is just delicious. But it's a very friendly place. Now, that doesn't make the food taste better, but it makes it much nicer to go into. Look for Hometown Pizza if you want great pizza.
This weekend, four beautiful HFH residential communities are hosting an open house weekend. Come out and see why so many people have chosen an HFH community as their home. Visit one of these four communities. Glen Mary off Bardstown Road, just south of Fern Creek. Glen Oaks off Brownsboro Road, Kentucky 22. Springhurst on Hurstbourne Parkway off Brownsboro Road. And The Landings off U.S. 42 in Prospect. Homes will be open in all stages of construction. This will be your opportunity to meet the builders or their representatives to discuss floor plans, layouts, and to look at available lots. With interest rates at their lowest in years, now is the time to move up to the luxury of an HFH residential community. Make plans to visit Glen Mary, Glen Oaks, Springhurst, or The Landings this weekend, Saturday, July 17th, and Sunday, July 18th. Houses will be open from 1 to 5 p.m. each day. For more information, call 329-8900. HFH Open House Weekend, this Saturday and Sunday.
Just 35 miles south of Louisville, nestled in the rolling knobs of central Kentucky, lies a little town that will take you back to a simpler life and those good old days we all miss so much. Bardstown, Kentucky's second oldest city and home to my old Kentucky home, is waiting for you. And the Holiday Inn Bardstown will make your visit even more pleasant. Your official hotel for family fun, Holiday Inn Bardstown has lots of fun things to do. Swim in their huge pool, play a great 9-hole par 3 golf course, and play putt-putt with the kids, or improve your golf game on their driving range. The kids can play on the courtyard playground while you relax. Teens stay free in the parents' room. Kids 12 and under eat free from the children's menu when staying at Holiday Inn Bardstown. Visit my old Kentucky home, see the Stephen Foster story Under the Stars, ride in a horse-drawn carriage. Make your visit even more memorable. Stay at the Holiday Inn Bardstown, 31E and Bluegrass Parkway. Call 502-348-9253 for reservations. Holiday Inn Bardstown, your official hotel for family fun and your old Kentucky home away from home.
Milton Reds, a friend you can depend on. 84 WHAS.
Bardstown, hello, Michael.
Hello, Milton. Greetings. You know who this is?
Oh, yeah. How are you, Michael? Are you back in town?
Yeah, well, actually, I just got back in town in enough time to find out that that you're on your way out for the evening show.
Yes, Doug McElvin's going to be sitting here next week, and I'll be doing day work, as this cake here says that they gave me.
Well, I just got back from Morocco, where they're still talking about you.
I'll never forget, as long as I live, the exotic trip that you arranged for us to take and broadcast from Morocco.
They asked me about you. I was in Marrakesh, and they said you were the most gentlemanly journalist they'd ever see come through.
What were you doing in Morocco, Michael?
Oh, I'm doing some business there right now. I'm actually preparing for a big cultural festival next summer. And they said they wanted to invite you back.
that was a great. I'll never forget it. To think that I, and this little fellow from Cleveland, Ohio, wound up in Morocco in the company of camels and that wonderful mint tea we used to drink.
Exactly. Well, I know I've been on your show several times. It was always a pleasure.
You were always an exciting guest because you always had exotic backgrounds to what you were doing.
Uh-huh. And remember the time we brought the Iraqi ambassador on the show? from Paris.
Oh, yeah. We hooked him up from Paris. That was during the big...
That was right before the war broke out.
Yes, and you had interviewed Gaddafi, from whom we never heard again.
Right, right. No, but it's going to be very different, that's for sure.
It is. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I want to say one last thing. I think that I started listening to you when I was 6 years old at my grandmother's place. And, of course, it was always a source of pride for me and for my grandmother to have been on your show. But I think there's one thing real important. I think that there's not any other radio personality that's more beloved than you are.
Well, I don't know. I'll probably wear out my... I didn't want to wear out my welcome. Thanks for those nice words.
Okay, take care, Milton.
Righto. Bye-bye, Michael.
Bye. We'll be in touch.
Bye. Yeah, we went to Morocco together. Had a great, great program there. And Michael Kirtley, well, we may get back on the camels again. Hello, Wanda.
Hello, Milton. Good evening. I want to say a couple things and try to say them as fast as I can because I want everybody to get a chance. But I talked to you the first time when I was 15, telling you about my views about what I wanted as a husband. And I've had many wonderful memories of talking to you, but my favorite was that one time I made you laugh when I said you did this name game and I gave you Gust of Wind for a politician.
Oh, yeah.
And made you laugh, and that was great. And telling you about my daughter who wanted the midget at the Stouffer's Inn to play with her. Oh, boy.
Did you? But the important thing is, did you get the kind of man you wanted or you deserved?
Well, I got the pretty much close to it, even though our marriage didn't work out. But I got the kind of man I wanted. He worked hard, wasn't afraid of hard work, and he was a good man when the booze didn't get to him.
I dig that. Wanda, it was good of you to call.
Well, one more thing. I want to say the best way I can. Thanks for the memories. Thank you so much.
I like that. That's very nice.
Thank you.
Good night, and thank you, Wanda.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wasn't that nice? He had a pretty good voice there. Stanley, we got about 2 minutes till news time.
Milton?
Yes.
Stanley, I just wanted to call and thank you for Ellen and me.
Oh, Stanley Beersdorfer.
Yeah.
How are you, Stanley?
Well, we're doing great, thank you. And you happened to start your show the same year we started our business. And I want to thank you for the cordiality that you always showed our children who called you from an early age and away from college and so on and so forth. And that I enjoyed the many times the few times that I was a guest on your show. And I wish you and Mimi the best in a more relaxed future.
I appreciate that. I'll be into the Fashion Post and see you, Stanley.
Well, that would be nice, but that's not the purpose. And maybe we'll go out for dinner one night. And maybe, hey, Milton.
Yeah.
Pick up the check.
Oh, yeah, I've got plenty of bucks. I couldn't spend it at night all these years, Stanley, so I've hidden it in the backyard all this time.
I know it. We look forward to being with you.
It'd be our pleasure.
Continued good luck.
Best to you both.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's really nice. I didn't want to get maudlin tonight and get emotional. You know, as I said in the beginning, no sad songs. It's been a wonderful 34 years, and I'm looking forward to the challenges coming up. You'll have a new guy here, and you'll get used to him. He has his style, and I'll be doing commentaries next week. Now, we have 2 hours to go. My numbers are 571-8484 for local calls, long distance, 1-800-444-8484. Beth Merrill is standing by for the news, and then we'll be back with Grab Bag for another 2 hours with El Mezzo.
This is Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station.
84 WHAS, Louisville.
News on the hour.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Beth Merrill, News Radio 84 WHAS. The Kentucky Supreme Court has cleared the way for life support systems to be removed from 44-year-old Martha Sue DeGrella. The Louisville woman has been in a coma for 10 years. The court said that there was clear evidence that the comatose woman would prefer death to life in a vegetative state. Mary Saradin is one of the attorneys representing the family in the case, and she read a statement from the family this afternoon.
We're glad the final chapter of Sue's life is coming to a close. We're thankful the Supreme Court saw fit to do what we think is the right thing for this case. We hope it helps other Kentuckians who are in the same shape as Sue.
Homer Parent is DeGrella's court-appointed attorney who appealed the case to the Supreme Court. Parent says he is glad that there is a ruling in the case, even though the decision is not the position that he had taken. The man killed by a hit-and-run driver this afternoon at Dixie Highway in the Gene Snyder has been identified as 28-year-old Thomas Miller of Valley Station. Authorities say an autopsy will be performed tomorrow morning. Police are questioning a suspect, but no arrests have been made. Governor Jones toured the flooded far western Kentucky counties today. The governor says that the damage is tremendous.
What I saw today is what I'm going to report directly back to the president, because we were not in Lake Cumberland, as you might think. We were over top of a soybean field. And I know what this is doing to the farming community. And when you injure the farming community, you do injury to the entire economy.
President Clinton will be back on the disaster scene over the weekend. Clinton will visit St. Louis Saturday to meet with flood state governors. A levee break is turning farm fields into small lakes in southern Illinois, and state police are warning people in the Olive Branch area to get out. More than 100 homes are threatened by the rising water. In Des Moines, Iowa, meanwhile, officials say that residents should get tap water back on Monday. Flooding knocked out the city's water plant. A cooperative effort to combat violent crime in Louisville is being called a success. The FBI, Louisville, and Jefferson County Police formed a violent crimes fugitive task force 6 months ago. And FBI Special Agent Dave Cole say the numbers say it all.
During the first 6 months of this task force operation, there have been 159 people arrested in Louisville and Jefferson County area. An additional 33 have been located or arrested by other law enforcement personnel, based, I might add, on information developed by people assigned to the task force.
The task force recovered more than $116,000 in stolen property, and officials estimate that $250,000 in losses have been prevented. The word may come tomorrow. A White House spokesman says that President Clinton will decide soon on whether gays can serve openly in the military. She says he's waiting for the Pentagon recommendations that are due today, but she doubts if Clinton will simply lift the ban. And 84 WHAS Operations Director Skip Essex says vandals have destroyed as many as 8 billboards advertising the Rush Limbaugh program. Essex tells News Radio 84 that people have registered complaints about the decision to air Limbaugh, but this is not an appropriate response.
It's a program that is not going to appeal to everybody, but just because you don't like a show doesn't mean that... Yeah, you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of the people that go and throw blood on people who choose to buy mink coats.
Essex says the billboards will be replaced and the vandals prosecuted if they're found. The WHAS Color Radar forecast and a look at sports coming up. It's 10:04 on News Radio 84, WHAS.
Welcome to the Terrace Restaurant. Hey, aren't you Ronnie O'Brien?
The world's preeminent Elvis impersonator. And you must be Pete Parcheesi?
Campisi, sir.
Oh, sorry, man. I'm here to strap on the feed bag at the Terrace Restaurant.
Yes, sir, King. I mean, Ronnie, right this way.
Hey, you got any jelly donuts?
No, but we have some magnificent desserts.
Well, hey, man, I'm one hungry cat.
Well, you're going to love the view and the food. By the way, have you tried our blackened tenderloin?
Is that like a love me tenderloin?
Similar, sir.
Well, bring it on, man. And what's this about the Terrace Alfredo?
It's one of the specialties of the house, Ronnie.
I'll take two, Pete. They're only $9.95.
Ron, don't forget about our succulent lobster tails.
Hey, Elvis ate those in the movie Clam Bake, man.
How about an appetizer, sir?
You got a peanut butter and natter sandwich?
Well, no, but you'll love the Terrace Escargot.
Hey, I drove one of those last week, man.
Will it be anyone joining you this evening, Ronnie?
I didn't know I was coming apart.
What I meant was, are you alone tonight?
Are you lonesome tonight? No, man, I'm never alone when I'm around food this good.
Celebrate a birthday or anniversary and get a complimentary dessert at the Terrace Restaurant, high atop Caden Tower on Breckenridge Lane at the Waterson.